someone wouldn't get anyone the difference in the mentality of true Christians and Muslims in terms of open-mindedness, logic, and understanding of religion. They wrote in the word true that the true Christian is a Muslim. Technically, you see, we worship the same, we come from the same king. In fact, if you look into the history of Christianity, and I'm not talking about history written by a Muslim, but if you look into the history of Christianity as written by Christian scholars, they will tell you that there are groups, primarily I think like the Israelites, who used to have a great deal of respect for Jesus, but who is no more and less than the Son of Man, which is what he called himself in the Bible. And this group died out. You can pick up many Christian sources that will tell you that what today we call Christianity is what is left over from what used to be a lot of different schools of thought. They all died off or were killed off until one surviving group came down. It so happens that most of North Africa came into the area of the Middle East was Christian, but they were the Christians who believed that God is one. And today they are Muslims. Why? Because they were forced to change their religion? No, because when Islam came, they started listening to it, they realized, well, this is what we were worshiping anyway, and here, this is the logical conclusion, and we follow along. Maybe more simplifying, but that is the historical fact. That's why you have the European brand of Christianity, and you have the North African brand of Christianity, which used to be considered heretical, and now it's disappeared. That's a thing that at least they had one history from a mixture of God and man. But as far as Christians in general, this is what I started off this talk about, I think that you are not having a logical discussion if the point of view of the Christian is, my truth is what I feel in my heart, because you cannot bring that out to somebody. It's no benefit to someone's personal experience, it's no benefit to someone else. When I gave a talk about 2 years ago at the University of Ottawa, we had, this was at the noon time, and then we had a question session afterwards, and they asked the questions by coming up to the microphone and asking. And someone said, what about the place in the Bible where it says such and such? And I had a Bible there, and I opened it up. I said, okay, let's look at it logically. And he stopped. He said, no, you can't use logic. This verse is about the Trinity. Now, you know, this people laugh. Here, I said, you said it, you know. What kind of a discussion do you have if, before you start, you say, there's no fair using logic? There's no discussion. And that was a Christian attitude, but I didn't mean to ridicule the man or something, but that is true, that's what happened. I know a man from London, who goes to the university there, and he and a few of his friends make it a point to check the bulletin boards around the university, and whenever some club is giving a talk about Christianity, they go, because they have questions after him, and they have a lot of very funny stories as a result. And what they have found time and again is they may finish a session like this, in a room like this, and afterwards they still are discussing with some of the people who sponsored the program, and it goes out into the hallway, and they stand there in the hallway having a discussion. The people going by who didn't see the lecture or know what is even going on, they see people standing and arguing, they want to know what happened. So they go up and they listen. Pretty soon they said, stand there, huh? And they're telling them. These persons, they listen to me, it makes sense. Not because the person is obviously wasn't committed to Christianity or Islam or anything, but because anybody who comes into a discussion is going to take sides with whoever's making sense. So that the weapon of the Muslim is supposed to be your head. A person doesn't have to have a same degree as far as he has digested a certain amount of information, and then he feels I am qualified to discuss this matter. You're qualified to discuss it if you believe in it, you have been practicing it. By definition, that means you've been using your head all this time. You've been checking things out. You've been confirming things. You should be in a position to respond to anything that anybody's going to say.